All right. As far as the ball game is concerned, you know, we going into the game, obviously, you know, they're one of the top teams in the league, maybe the best team in the league. I thought we fought really hard. We had an opportunity. You know, we were in the third quarter. Late in the third quarter, we had the ball twice behind 3 points, and also in the fourth quarter behind 3 points. And one of those possessions, we were on the 28-yard line. So, you know, even though the score doesn't seem to say that, I thought it was a hard-fought game. We played them, you know, toe-to-toe right through three quarters and the end of the fourth quarter. But we didn't make the plays at the end of the ball game that made the difference. And, you know, they got a lot of points at the end that made it look like it wasn't a close game. But it was a close game. Our team had an opportunity to win. And, you know, as an interim coach, that's what you want to try to do is get them to the point that they have an opportunity to win. We played two really good teams, obviously. But it's not just to get them to a point that they can to win. An opportunity to win, but also to win the ball game. That's what we have to do this last ball game. As far as our injury is concerned, Dennis Johnson, who started this game as a rookie, he got hurt in the game, and he's got a injured hip that may or may not keep him out. He's questionable right now. Jonathan Joseph tore a ligament in his big toe, which will be operated on, so he's out for the season, or out for the last game. Deji Karim also got hurt in the game, broke his collarbone. I think the clavicle now, but anyway, he's out and won't return. Brad Smelly also got hurt in the game, tore a calf, and so he was out. He's out also for the last ball game. And Smelly, you know, he hadn't been here very long, and we only had two tight ends. But this is, these offenses, you know, Gary's offense and Shanahan's offense, those offenses are geared around tight ends, and we only had two going in the game, and then one of them got hurt. So it certainly limited what we could do. And, in fact, we couldn't do anything in a two tight end offense. So. It did hurt us scheme-wise during the game. Jonathan Grimes is now our starting running back. He's the fifth starter this year at running back. I thought we had some, you know, some good things in the ball game. I thought our special teams, punt and punt return, both played really well. Our returner out-returned their guy, and we out-covered them. We had a 51-yard return on the punt, which – you know, their guy certainly is a scary guy and has had some big plays, but I thought we played well in those areas. And, you know, Randy Bullock's hit 12 straight field goals now. You know, he had a rough spot for a while. He is a young player, but he seems to be coming through accuracy-wise over and over. So, and Griffin played good again as far as the tight end being a target in the passing game. You don't see it as much, but the last 2 weeks, I thought Brandon Brooks has really been a good football player. He's really come on. He's learned to play fast. He's dominating some players up front. So I was glad to see him do that. We fought tooth and nail with defensively. A lot of guys. We had a lot of pass breakups. Of course, you had an opportunity when they threw it 51 times, but we had opportunities for interceptions. Couple of them for touchdowns, but we didn't make those, and that's pretty much the story of the game, that they made the plays and we didn't.
What's Case Keenum's status for this week?
We don't know yet. Case, we will practice tomorrow, and we'll see where Case is, but we don't know yet. We've been, you know, he's been rehabbing and been in a splint for a whole week, so we'll see how he is. Well, just like I said, Case, we don't know what his situation is, so we'll have to wait and see.
If he's not, will you go back? If Case is not able to play again, will you go back to Matt or consider TJ?
We're going to look at all that and just and see what the, you know, what the situation is for sure as far as injuries are concerned. I think that's you know, that's what we'll do.
Wade, you mentioned the game being closer than the score would indicate. Did it bother you that they went for the record
game? No, because I it didn't bother me. It just we were in a defense that we felt like that they were going to try to run the ball and run time off the clock and get the game over. And you know, they threw it. So you got to stop those plays. But, you know, they set the record against us, but he'll set the record next week if he plays, I can tell you that. So we won't be the last team that he set the record against if they play him this next week.
Are you going to have to get someone else in here running back with all the injuries?
Well, obviously with Karim out, we'll have to get somebody in out for sure, and then Dennis Johnson obviously hurt. I mean, you know, like I say, we're down to one, and he's only been here, you know, a week. So, yes would be the answer to that. No, I thought they played tremendously hard. We had opportunities we didn't take advantage of. But, you know, anytime you're in a ball game at the halftime against a really maybe the best team in football, and you come out and four straight series, they go three and out. We stop them three and out. I mean, we had a lot of momentum going for us in that ball game, and we're playing tremendously hard and really tremendously well at that point. So, you know. I thought we did get our dauber down a little bit, you know, when we got behind there at the end. But I still think they were trying hard.
Wait, you mentioned that they got down a little bit. I talked to a lot of the guys said that it was devastating to pick, and then two plays later they scored the touchdowns. Are harder this late in the season?
You know, let me say something about the touchdowns, too. You know, I didn't realize this year that there's a new rule that if you can juggle the ball all the way through the end zone, that it's a touchdown. But I guess we've got a new rule there. Along with pass interference, I think, you know, there's arm bar and then there's grabbing a guy when he's catching the ball. And then evidently there's one where the ball's thrown over his head and nobody touches him and it's pass interference. So there's a couple of new things that I've learned since being a head coach.
I guess what I would say is it harder this late in the season after, I guess, the streak that they're a part of, like that loss? You guys were just down 10 that early in the fourth quarter. It almost seemed like they were acting very devastating.
Mental attitude, certainly. I mean, it's mental toughness when it comes down to that. I think, you know, everybody knew we were in the game. I felt like we could come back even though we got down 10, but we didn't do that. So it's hard to say with the players overall. I still think they were playing hard. We just didn't, you know, we didn't move the ball and gave it back to them quickly, and then they had a 28-yard touchdown, and then they had a pass interference. It was a 27-yard drive. So they had a 28 and a 27-yard drive, and then obviously they, you know, threw one for a touchdown. So.